在生活当中我们不断的面对着选择这个事情。
In our everyday life, we have to face choices.
也有很多的时候我们会去考虑我们应当如何来做选择。
And we will carefully consider how we make our choices.
我们会考虑目前的情况。
We think about the current situation.
我们会考虑我们的选择对目前会带来怎样的影响。
We think about the kind of impact our choice would have.
我们更会去想到我们所做的选择它的将来会如何。
We also think about the long-term impact of our decisions today.
我们在做一件事情，我们不但会去考虑开始，我们更会去看重它的结果。
When we make a decision, we will think about how it begins and how it would end.
在我们做选择的时候，我们不能够只限制于目前的情况。
Obviously, when we make choices, we should not only consider the present.
有一些的选择它是影响非常深非常远。
But some of our decisions will have a long-term impact.
甚至我们要根据那个永恒来做选择。
In fact, we should think about how our decision would have impact on eternity.
在生活当中真的有很多很大很重要的选择。
Indeed, in our lifetime, there are some major decisions we have to make.
其中一个最大最重要的选择就是圣经里头所讲的永生跟灭亡。
And one of the most important decisions we have to make relates to eternal life or eternal destruction.
好，我们请看耶利米书二十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 21.
耶利米书二十一章第八节
，Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 8。
第八节，你要对这百姓说：“主如此说，看哪、我将生命的路和死亡的路摆在你们面前。”
Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 8. Now you shall say this to the people: Thus says the Lord: Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death.
因为做选择的就要做决定。
When we are faced with choices, we have to make decisions.
那结果，这个影响常常很大。
And it may have a significant impact.
也就是因为这样子，所以很多父母亲因为爱所以常常会有意无意的来替自己的孩子做一些选择跟决定。
And this is the reason why some parents will inevitably make decisions for their children.
也因为这样的一个很自然的天性所以有时候造成父母跟儿女之间的这个不愉快甚至冲突。
And sometimes this creates conflicts between the parents and the children because the parents are trying to make decisions for their parents, for their children.
所以在这个爱里头做事情有时候也是要要有一点的平衡。
So out of their love, sometimes we need to consider the balance.When we try to do things for our children,
我们做父母亲的有时候要尊重我们的孩子其实他已经长大到某一个程度，很多事情他是可以自己来做决定。
As parents, we need to recognize that our children will grow up and they need to learn to make decisions for themselves.
做儿女的要常常去体会到其实呢，这里头是有很多父母亲那种。很伟大的爱。
And as children, we also need to understand our parents sometimes will help direct us because they love us.
那还有什么比这个生命跟这个死亡还来的重要呢
？But what would be more important than the question of life and death?
但是在这里，神却说：“我将这两件事情摆在你们的面前。”
But here, God said to the people, "I set before you these two things, these two ways: the way of life and the way of death."
你们要自己好好的去思考，然后去做选择。
You need to think carefully and make a decision for yourself.
神的意思也就是说，永生或者灭亡，这个是在你自己的选择。
In other words, God is saying that you have the choice to choose between eternal life or death.
的确有永生，有灭亡。这两个重要的事情。
Indeed, we have to make this important decision between eternal life and eternal destruction.
圣经将这两个事情也说明得非常的清楚。
And the Bible actually describes very clearly about these two choices.
用各种不同的方式来做描述。
The Bible describes these two choices in various different ways.
因为这个选择非常的重要所以呢，圣经也做了很多的说明。
Because this is a very important decision we have to make, the Bible have gone through a great length to describe these choices.
我们请看路加福音十六章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章二十五节。
Luke chapter 16 verse 25.
请念。
Luke chapter 16 verse 25. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you receive your good things." And likewise, Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented.
亚伯拉罕说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过苦，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。”这里讲到这个永生就是永远的得安慰。
Here, the Bible describes eternal life as eternal comfort.
那所谓的灭亡呢就是永远的受苦。
And destruction means to be tormented eternally.
它的重要就是因为一个是安慰，一个是受苦。
The key here is one way is to be comforted, while the other is to be tormented.
那这是最大的选择因为它是永恒的。
This is a big choice and big decision because it lasts forever.
我们再请看加拉太书三章二十九节。
Let's also turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 20.
加拉太书三章二十九节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 29。
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
这个关乎于将来承受产业。
This is a matter of inheriting the future.
这个亚伯拉罕所要承受的产业已经不再是这个迦南地而已。
The inheritance that Abraham is to receive is no longer restricted to the physical land of Canaan.
因为亚伯拉罕的一生到最后其实他并没有拥有迦南地。
Because by the end of Abraham's life, he actually had not attained the entire land of Canaan.
但是神对他的应许并没有落空。
But the promise God gave to Abraham did not end up in vain.
因为他所要承受的产业是在天上的那永远的天国。
Because the promise he is to receive is the inheritance in heaven. It is the heavenly kingdom.
所以得着永生就是要承受将来天国的产业。
So to receive eternal life means to inherit the heavenly kingdom.
那相对于这个那灭亡它所代表的是什么
What's another way to describe destruction?
我们请看启示录二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章十五节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 15.
十五节若有人名字没有记在生命册上他就被扔在火湖里。
And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
一个是要承受天国的产业一个是要承受这个硫磺火湖里头的刑罚。
While one is to inherit the blessings in heaven, the other is to be cast into the lake of fire.
所以一个是要得冠冕一个是要承受永远的刑罚。
One is to receive a crown of glory, while the other is to be tormented in the lake of fire.
神说我将这两件事情摆在你们面前你们要做选择。
Now God said, I set these two ways before you, you make a choice.
这个神所定下来的当然是经得起我们去查考经得起我们去探讨的。
Obviously, since this is something instituted by God, it is worthy of our consideration and our analysis.
只要我们觉得它是很重要的，我们愿意去寻求它，去探讨它，我们是一定可以做下对的决定。
If we think this is something important, if we are willing to spend the time and the effort to study it, to analyze it, then we will make the right decision.
我们请看马太福音第七章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
十三节，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter by it.
十四节，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Verse 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who finds it.
啊，这是有关永生跟灭亡的另外一个描写。
This is yet another description related to eternal life and death.
啊，用两个门，两条路来做描写。
And this is described by two ways and two gates.
啊，那啊，这里也是一个啊，就是说摆在我们眼前，让我们去做选择。
Once again, these two choices are presented before us for us to choose.
啊，我们可以选窄的门，我们也可以选啊那个宽的门。
We can choose between the narrow gate or the wide gate.
啊，这啊，什么是窄门？
What is a narrow gate?
哦，就是耶稣，就是那个我们所必须要进去的门。
The narrow gate represents Jesus. It represents the way, the door we must pass.
那为什么会说它是窄门呢？
Why is it described as a narrow gate?
哦，教会的门不是都是打开的吗？
Isn't the door of all the churches wide open?
哦，我们不是常常说主耶稣是展开他的双臂来迎接每一个人吗？
Do we not say that Jesus opened up his arms to welcome anyone and everyone?
那之所以会变成窄门，那就是因为人的选择。
Why is it a narrow gate then? It is because it's a choice that people have to make.
我们请看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章第九节。
John chapter 10 verse 9.
第九节，主耶稣说：“我是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，啊，并且出入得草吃。”
Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
第十节，盗贼来，无非是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Verse 10, and the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life.And they may have it more abundantly.
在这里，主耶稣就直接的讲啊，我就是应当进入的门。
Here Jesus directly describe himself as the gate, the door.
但是呢，你也可以选择要进来或者不进来。
But you have a choice. You could choose to enter or not to enter.
就耶稣的那个时代，很多的犹太人他们是弃绝主耶稣。
Even in the time of Jesus, many of the Jews chose to reject Jesus.
哦，所以主耶稣才会对他们说：“我就是门。”
That's why Jesus said to them, "I am the door."
好，我们再看二十八节。
Let's continue to read verse 28.
二十八节，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Verse 28, and I give them eternal life that they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands.
啊，主耶稣又强调说，为什么要选择我？
Here Jesus emphasized on why people should choose him.
啊，因为这个选择关乎永生跟灭亡。
Because the impact of this decision relates to eternal life or death.
对当时很多的犹太人啊，他们啊拒绝耶稣。他们不能够明白，这就是他们应该进入的门。
Many of the Jews at that time rejected Jesus because they did not understand why they need to choose him.
哦，就好像今天也是有啊，有很多的人他们拒绝耶稣的救恩。
Similarly, today many people still reject the salvation of Jesus.
啊，但是啊，只要啊愿意虚心的来追求、来查考的，他必定会认识。这就是应当进入的门。
But as long as somebody has a thirsting heart to seek and search him, they will find the right way.
啊，真的有很多的决定，我们是要经过的一些思考，一些比较。
Indeed, it is important for us to think through and to compare when we try to make an important decision.
啊，包括最简单的，我们要买一件比较贵重的东西，常常我们是会一些考虑，一些比较的。
For example, before we make a big purchase, we will make some comparisons. We would really study it and understand it before we buy.
哦，就像你刚才所说的 study， 你要去探究一下。
You need to survey and study it.
那因为这个 永生这件事情啊，那主耶稣这个门呢、啊，真的是需要去学习、去查考。
Similarly, we also need to spend our time and effort to study the matter related to eternal life, the matter concerning Jesus Christ.
哦，因为主耶稣的降生就是要来准备这个门，让人进去。
Jesus was born into this world to prepare this gate so that people may enter it.
哦，让人得着永生的门。
So people may enter this gate of eternal life.
让人能够得着永生的救恩。
So people can receive salvation of eternal life.
那这个常常是已经超过了人一般的认知。
This surpasses people's typical understanding and comprehension.
哦，常常已经不是照我们的知识能够来说这个是好，这个是对。
It surpasses beyond common sense. What is right or wrong?
我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9。
第九节，就像经上所说，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Verse 9, but it is as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him.
哦，谁是神所爱的？
Who are the people whom God loves?
啊，其实每一个人都是神所爱的。
Actually, God loves everyone.
哦，这里说神为爱他的人所预备的，那是什么呢？
And what are the things which God has prepared for those who love Him?
哦，我们直接想到的就是永生的天国。
Immediately, we will think about the heavenly kingdom that gives us eternal life.
啊，其实这里所说的是指着主耶稣这一个门，主耶稣。所准备的救恩。
But actually, what's being referred here is the gate of Jesus, is the way the Lord Jesus prepared.
哦，这个救恩的本身，耶稣福音的本身，是已经超过了、超越了啊人的理性跟人的认知。
In fact, the gospel, the salvation, the plan of salvation itself is already surpasses typical human comprehension or human logic.
哦，我们要做一些的研究啊探讨。我们必须要有一些准备。
It is important for us prepare to study and to survey.
哦，所以有些人他可能要更换一下他的电脑，他用一个比较功能比较强的电脑。
We understand this by this analogy. Sometimes we have to upgrade our computer.
哦，那为了研究某些事情，可能要到特定的地方去。
Sometimes in order to conduct your research, you have to go to a special facility.
要探究这一条永生的道路，所要准备的，就是我们这个人。
But the thing that we have to prepare in order to research on this way of salvation is to prepare ourselves.
哦，我们真的看永生，这永恒，这是一件很重要、很严肃的事情。
If we understand that the matter of eternal life is something important and serious to our life,
我们承认我们真的是很啊。很软弱，很渺小的。
If we acknowledge that we are minute and we are weak,
我们愿意谦卑的来做学习，来做探讨。
Then we should be willing to humble ourselves to study and research this matter.
用这样的准备，那神会帮助我们，带领我们。
If we could prepare our heart in this way, then God will for sure help us.
来帮助我们，来认识耶稣，来认识。他就是我们要选择的门。
He will help us to come to know Jesus and to realize that He is the gate that we ought to choose.
哦，那在这个过程当中，我们一定会去发现，是的，各样的美善其实是要从神那里来。
And in this process of research, we will realize and learn that yes, indeed, every goodness comes from the Lord Jesus.
哦，这个真理跟恩典是借着主耶稣而来的。
And every truth and grace will also come through the Lord Jesus.
我们就明白了。罪要得赦免，要靠主耶稣。
Then we will understand that our sins must first be remitted and forgiven, and we need to rely on Him.
好，我们发现我们要改变我们的生活，我们需要主耶稣。
We will realize that we need Jesus to change our life.
好，我们发现我们需要标准在神的话语里头。
We will realize that the standard by which we live lives in the Word of God.
我们发现在信仰的道路上面，让我们的人生有意义。有真正的价值。
We realize that if we live by the way of the Lord, then our life will be filled with meaning and purpose.
在这个过程里头，我们发现说， 进入主耶稣这个门，我们有了真正的依靠。
And in this process of pursuing, we understand that once we enter the gate, we will have somebody whom we could trust and rely on.
当我们相信了主耶稣，我们知道说我们有真正的盼望。
Once we believe in Jesus, and we will find that true hope.
在进入主耶稣这个门，我们发现是的，我们得到了真正的满足。
And once we enter into this Jesus gate, then we will find the true contentment in our life.
在这一条信仰的道路上面，我们发现了什么是我们想要的平安跟喜乐。
And in the journey of faith, we will understand and we'll understand what is the true peace and joy.
那不但是我们想要的，而且是我们拥有的。
The peace and joy is not something we desire only, but something we can attain.
那这么好的道路，又是随时欢迎进来的，那为什么是窄门？
So why is it a narrow gate or a narrow way if this is such so wonderful and it welcomes everyone?
当我们不愿意去查考，当我们不愿意做这个选择，那这个对我们来讲就是窄门。
It becomes a narrow gate or a narrow way if we refuse to spend the time and effort to pursue it, to research it, and to study it.
那如果做了这个选择，我们不会觉得说这个是窄门。
It becomes a narrow gate if we refuse to choose that way, but once we choose that way, it will no longer be a narrow gate.
因为我们从来没有被主耶稣拒绝过。
Because Jesus never would reject us.
因为我们也从来没有被教会把我们排斥过。
The church will never reject us.
所以对我们对一个做这样选择的人，他不是窄门。
So for somebody who choose Jesus, who choose the church, this will never be a narrow gate.
那马太福音七章十三节、十四节啊，又讲到，不但进这个门，而且要走那个小的路。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, it says, not only should we enter the narrow gate, we also have to walk on the narrow path and difficult road.
那一个所走的路呢？指的就是方法。
And this refers to the how.
所以不但进门啊，而且啊，要这个有那个方法的。
There's a method by which we have to live once we enter the gate.
那这两个是互相有关联的。
And they're complementary, they're related.
因为需要方法，所以主耶稣也给我们方法。
Because we need a way, we need to know the how Jesus provided us the way.
所以主耶稣也说，我就是道路。
This is why Jesus said himself, I am the way.
他要给我们方法。
He's going to tell us how.
进了门啊，也要走在主耶稣给我们的这一条路。
Once we enter the narrow gate, we also have to walk on the way prepared by the Lord Jesus.
我们请参考哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章二十五节
Chapter 1 verse 25 Colossians
二十五节，我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
Verse 25, I became minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me, for you to fulfill the word of God.
这里啊，这个保罗说，他要把神的道理把它实现出来。
Here, Paul talks about how he is to fulfill the word of God.
也就是说，他要把那个这个方法啊讲的完全。
In other words, he's trying to clarify the way of this heavenly journey.
那进了门就是要达到那个目标目的。
Once we enter the gate, we all want to march toward the destination.
好像我们进了一个房子。
For example, when you enter a house,
你可能有一个目标或者目的。
You have a specific destination you want to go to.
或者你到了某一个场所，你有你的目标跟目的。
When you arrive at an event, there's a certain place, a certain point you want to reach.
你必须要先进那个门或先到那个地方。
You have to first enter through the gate or enter through the door.
但是还没有结束。
But that is not the end yet.
你必须要走几步路啊，甚至走一段距离才会到你的目标。
You may still have to take a few more steps or walk a certain distance to reach your final destination.
那保罗这个传道人，他明白他的神给他的工作是什么。
Paul as a minister understands his duty.
他要把这个神所给的方法 给的道路来指示出来。
One of his most important duty is to make it clear to the members the way of the Lord.
因为信仰的一个目的之一就是要让人真正的来到神这里。
Because one of the most important destination for in our faith is to come before God.
那是一条的一个方法，一条的道路。
There is a way, there is a method to reach that goal.
那来到神这里啊，就是要让人能够得着永生，得着将来的天国。
And the reason for coming into God's presence so that we could receive salvation and eternal life in the future.
这在神来看是很重要的。
In God's eyes, this is a very important matter.
那这也是神最大的爱。
In fact, this is the manifestation of God's greatest love.
所以神也一定会把方法来指示人。
So God will definitely show us the way.
我们请再看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神的面前。
Verse 28, Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
做一个教导的人，做一个传道人，他必须这样努力的来做这些事情。
As a teacher, as a minister, it is his important duty to do this.
那我们每一个个人也要付上我们的努力。来走这一条路。
As an individual, it is also very important for us to walk on this way.
让我们真正的来到神的面前。
So we could come to His presence.
让我们真正的来领受永生。
So we could receive His salvation.
那所以我们也要常常想着说，哇，我是不是走在神的道路上？
It is important for us to reflect often whether or not we're still walking on this way.
这个也是很多人会去忽略的。
This is something people often neglect.
很多人就只是停留在我相信耶稣是救主。
Many people find it good enough to just simply believe in Jesus.
是的，耶稣是门，我们要相信他，我们要进入。
Yes, Jesus is the gate. We must believe in him. We must enter through the gate.
但是从圣经来看，只是信耶稣这个是不够的。
But from the Bible, we understand that it is not enough to simply believe in Jesus.
我们还要走在这一条路上。
We have to walk on this way.
我们请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章二十四节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，他身在亚历山泰，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。
Verse 24. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, was a well eloquent man, mighty in the Scripture, and he came to Ephesus.
这里讲到亚波罗，他是出生在亚历山泰。
Here it says that Apollos was a man who was born in Alexandria.
所以这个亚波罗他有一个先天的一个好的条件。
So he has some natural born advantage.
因为亚历山泰是当时的一个大都市，是一个文化水平很高的地方。
Alexandria was a place where there is high standard of living as well as knowledge and wisdom.
当然也包括这个。研究圣经、宗教信仰的这一个层面
，culturally was very advanced, and obviously that includes the research in biblical truth.
那当然，在这里所讲的圣经指的是旧约圣经。
Obviously, the scripture described here refers to the Old Testament.
那这个亚波罗他很会讲解圣经。
So here it says that Apollos was a very eloquent man, and he was mighty in the scriptures.
那这在指的是什么呢？
What is this talking about?
就是他能够用旧约圣经来证明主耶稣是基督。
What this is talking about is that he's able to prove that Jesus is Christ through the Old Testament.
再来看二十五节。
Let's continue to read verse 25.
这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
Verse 25, this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John.
他认识耶稣，而且他也很热心的在传讲耶稣。
He knew of Jesus, he also fervently taught about Jesus.
26节。
Verse 26,
他在会堂里晃胆讲道，百基拉、雅基拉听见，就接他来。将神的道给他讲解更加详细。
Verse 26, so he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
这个人很热心。
This man was a very firm of man.
那这个人也相信主耶稣。
He also believed in Jesus.
但是这个百基拉、亚基拉他们觉得说 他还不够。
But Aquila and Priscilla realized that he still does not know enough.
英文圣经说他还不够正确。
In the English Bible, it says that he does not know God or God's way accurately.
那也可以说他还不够完全。
In other words, his understanding is not perfect yet.
他还没有完全走在神给的方法里。
He is not fully walking on the way God has prepared.
那这个亚波罗他所缺少的是什么？
So what is Apollos missing?
我们再请看19章的第一节。Let's
read chapter 19, verse 1.
亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带的地方，就来到以弗所，在那边遇见几个门徒。Chapter
19, verse 1, and as it happened, while Apollos was in Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples.
这里说门徒，就指着说他们是信耶稣的。
Here it talks about the disciples, meaning the people who believe in Jesus.
所以保罗所遇见的这些人，他们也是进了耶稣这个门，他们信了耶稣。
Here Paul met a different group of people. They too believe in Jesus. They too have entered Jesus this gate.
那这些人刚好是跟亚波罗情况是相同的。
They have a similar or the same situation as Apollos.
第二节。 问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们说没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe?" Verse 2, and they say to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit."
第三节，保罗说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？他们说是约翰的洗。
Verse 3, and he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism."
那刚才那个亚波罗。 在18章的25节说，他只晓得约翰的洗礼。
Remember earlier in chapter 18, verse 25, it says Apollos was only aware of John's baptism.
那这些保罗在以弗所遇到的人呢？他们也只晓得约翰的洗礼。
Well, the same thing in this, in Ephesus, Paul met some disciples who only knew of John's baptism.
所以呢，他们是有相似的地方。
So there's this similarity between Apollos and these disciples.
他们还没有完全的走在耶稣所给的这一条路上。
They have not fully walked on the way of the Lord Jesus.
也因为这样子，这个百基拉、亚基拉夫妇他们要向亚波罗来讲的更加的正确详细。
This is the reason why Aquila and Priscilla decided to pull Apollos aside and explain the way of the Lord even more accurately. To Apollos.
所以从这里就很清楚地告诉我们，只是信耶稣，这个还不够的。
So this example tells us something very important. That is, it is not enough to simply believe in Jesus.
通常讲到信仰，我们有时候会觉得只要热心就好。
So when it comes to a matter of our faith in today's term, sometimes we feel like it is enough to just love God and be fervent.
就信耶稣来讲，我们常常觉得说信耶稣很火热，这好像就是很完美了。
And some people might think it is already good enough to have this heart of zeal for Jesus.
是的，热心是对的，是好的。Yes,
indeed, having the fervency and zeal is a good thing.
但是我们发现说热心是不够的。But
we need to understand that zeal and fervency alone is not enough.
热心不等于说是走在 这一条主耶稣要给我们走的道路。Having
the zeal in it by itself does not mean that we're walking on the Lord's way.
像这里亚波罗，他是很热心的，用旧约圣经来传讲耶稣。Clearly,
in this example, Apollos was very fervent. He was trying to preach Jesus according to the Old Testament scripture only.
但是他事实上是没有走在 这一条主耶稣给的道路。But
when in fact he himself is not completely walking on the way prepared by the Lord Jesus.
我们再参考罗马书第十章。Let's
take a look at Romans.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。
Chapter 10, verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel, that they may be saved.
第二节，我可以证明他们向神有热心，但是不是按着真知识。
Verse 2, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
这里保罗讲到，当时很多的犹太人啊，他们是很热心的。
Here Paul says that at that time there are many Jews or Israelites who were very zealous toward God.
但是热心不等于就是走在对的道路上面。
But having the zeal for God does not mean that they have the knowledge to walk on the right way.
所以保罗才会为他们觉得很着急。
That's why Paul was very anxious for them.
他为他们来向神祈求。
And Paul prayed for them.
希望保罗，他希望他能够有机会。希望这些人能够虚心的来跟他一起做讨论。
Paul sincerely hoped that these people will humble themselves and to consider the way of the Lord Jesus.
能够认识耶稣，而且走在耶稣要我们走的道路上。
To know Jesus and to walk on the way of the Lord Jesus.
这就是这个为什么马太福音七章十三节、十四节不但讲到门，也讲到路。
This is the reason why in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, it not only talks about the gate, it also talks about the way.
我们再看主耶稣所 举的一个例子。
Let's take a look at another example given by the Lord Jesus himself.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
二十一节，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father is in heaven.
会称呼主耶称耶稣为主啊、主啊的，就是他相信耶稣。
To call Jesus Lord, Lord.Those are the people who believe in Jesus.
在很多的宗教里头，他选择信耶稣。
Of all the different possible religions, they chose to be a Christian to believe in Jesus.
但是主耶稣这里说这是不够的。
But here Jesus says that is not enough.
如果只有这样子是不能进天国的。
To simply call him Lord, Lord is not enough to allow him to enter the kingdom of heaven.
而是要遵行天父的旨意。
But only those who does the will of heaven of the Father in heaven can enter.
也要走在神主耶稣说给我们的道路上。
One must also walk on the way of the Lord Jesus.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
当那日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
Verse 22. Many will say to me, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
谁会去做这些事情？
Who would go and perform these things?
就是所谓热心的人。
Those are the people who are allegedly fervent or zealous for God.
但是主耶稣怎么说？
But what does the Lord say?
23节，我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 23, Jesus said, Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这是很悲哀的事情，也是我们必须要放在心上的一件事情。
How sad is this? This is something we really need to keep in mind.
这告诉我们，这个信仰绝对不是只有，这个热心不能够，代表所谓的信仰。
This reminds us that our fervency or our zeal does not represent our entire faith in totality.
所以对神热心这个是不够的。
It is not enough to simply be zealous for God.
就像主耶稣在这里所说的，唯独那个遵行我天父旨意的人才能够进去。
The key here is what Jesus says, that only those who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以我们就晓得为什么说那个路是小的。
This is what it means to have the narrow way.
你不用心的去明白神的旨意，而走在这个神的道路上面，那么对这样的人来讲，那个对的道路就是窄，就是小的路。
The right way is a small, difficult way for those who do not spend the time and effort to research it to understand it.
哦，那我们真的愿意走在上面的，其实它不是小的路。
But for those people who are willing to walk on the way, this way is not difficult. It is not small.
哦，我们真的享受在一个正确的信仰里头。
In fact, we can enjoy being on the right side of things.
哦，在这个神所要我们走的道路里头，我们是不断的在在领受神所应许的这个各样的应许。
We continue to enjoy the many promises and blessings given by God when we walk on this way.
哦，不断的有神的应许应验在我们的生活里头，这样的道路怎么会是小的？
How could it be a small, difficult way if we could continue to see and experience God's many power and wonderful miracles in our life?
哦，所以路小常常是在于我们并没有做正确的选择。
The way is small and it is difficult only because someone chooses not to walk on it.
所以在马太福音七章十三节、十四节，也用人多人少来做说明。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14, it talks about how many people in terms of volume, how many people chooses on this, chooses either way.
人多它是多数，但是它不一定会等于是真理。
The way many people choose may not necessarily be the right way.
人少就是所谓的少数，但是它不一定。就不是真理。
The way that few people choose doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong.
哦，人这个人少就是少数，但是不等于它是错误。
Minority again does not necessarily represent the wrong way.
所以我们都很清楚知道，这个看得见的人生它是有限的。
We all understand that our physical life on earth is very limited.
哦，我们真的必须要为那个接下来的永生，我们要来。做着想。
It is important for us to think about and prepare for the eternal life in the future.
我们现在为很多事情在努力。
We work very hard for many things in life.
我们也应该为我们的永生来努力。
We should also work hard for our eternal life.
我们请看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 23.
二十三节有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”路加福音十三章二十三节。
Luke chapter, I'm sorry. Luke 13:23. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?"
我们常常会问说：“那有多少人要参加？”有一个活动，我们会问多少人会参加。
Often when the church organizes an event, we'll ask, well, how many visitors are we anticipating?
我们常常会很在意有多少人会参与某一个活动。
Often we care a lot about the number of people who show up to an event.
我们人性是喜欢越多人越好。
Human nature is that we want to see more, a bigger turnout.
所以在这里门徒也很在意说那得救的人多还是少？
So the disciples also asked Jesus a similar question: How many people will be saved?
其实这样的事情是我们没有办法为别人做选择。
In fact, this is not a decision we can make for anyone else.
神都没有来为我们做决定。
In fact, God doesn't even make that decision for people.
神只是借着圣经详细的说明，然后我们来做选择。
What He does is that through the Bible, He clearly and in detail describe to us the two different ways and he leaves it up to people to make that choice.
所以主耶稣没有回答他们多还少。
So Jesus did not answer this question directly, many people or few people.
24节耶稣对众人说你们要努力进窄门。
Instead, in verse 24, he says, strive to enter through the narrow gate.
这就是我们所要做的。
This is what we must do.
真理是经得起我们来检验它，来查考它的。
The truth will be found through your research and through your study.
我们查考之后，我们做下我们要做的选择。
After you find it, you have to make a decision.
不要没有查考，我们就放弃。
We should never forsake it before we even research and study it.
那我们也求主保守我们不但进了门，也要好好的。走在这一条路上。
May the Lord help us, so not only should we enter the gate, we should continue to walk on this right way.
我们请唱诗193首。
Let us sing hymn number 193.